The following program is for adults.
Mature audiences.
This program may contain strong vulgar language.
How could it be mature?
Drug references.
How could it be a mature audience if we're not mature at all?
We in the beginning we are. We even to warn them.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're warning you now, it's only for mature audiences, even though we're not that mature. So it's pretty much for...
Alfred's only on his first or second whiskey,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
We're just hypocrites here.
Yeah,
so.
This episode will contain strong...
Really, at this
drug
point,
references, alcoholism.
You're on your own internet.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
People died.
Yeah, people are dying.
People...
Some spoilers here and there. That's where you're listening to it.
And we're just going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
stuff.
And
things.
And
stuff.
Going to the Warped Tour as a father.
Yeah. Be prepared, internet. I think that's it for this week. I'm fucking lazy. Elvis, hit that shit.
The rioting in Argentina because they lost.
Of course they are.
Why wouldn't they? Hello and welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Old Van Elvis.
I'm Alfred.
Yeah, I'm Jameson.
And I'm Bill.
And together we form the Elvis and Alfred Show.
That's Daddy Jameson.
A full show.
Daddy Jameson.
Stepdaddy Jameson now.
Oh, Jesus.
We're recording live at the Halfpenny Pub on a Sunday night. It's douchebag night. I mean beer pong night.
Well, hold on. It's definitely like the only people here.
I know.
That's why,
it's douchebag night.
Yeah. In the winter, it's totally different. In the summer, because they will still go out east. Remember, they migrate during the seasons.
Yeah.
So we're pretty safe Sundays here now.
Good.
For another month.
I like it.
Me too.
I'm always safe here on Sundays because you guys do Walking Dead, so I don't come out until that's over.
Mm-mm. The Walking Dead will be back in October, and if you don't know internet, the Elvis and Alfred Show, we have a little viewing party.
Are we going to do it again? Are you doing it again? Because you threw a temper tantrum last season.
Yeah, last season you didn't do much.
His second half you got into it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
First half it was a protest.
I don't think I ever came down on a Sunday.
For last season?
Yeah, this past season. I did. I think maybe two episodes.
I came down when I was dating What's-Her-Face, and I got shushed. And I'm like, fuck this place. I left.
Well, now,
shush.
Now that Jay actually hooked up a huge fucking sound system with a sound bar up there, it's fucking loud.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
No more shushing anymore.
Yeah.
We'll just turn it up on your ass.
Whatever.
I had no
I
idea.
I guarantee you I will drown that out.
That thing?
Yes.
No, we'll have him. I'll let him fucking blast it.
Don't challenge me.
He does have a big mouth.
Fucking. Yes, I do.
I'll hook up my PA system to it.
Yeah, but we're all together. How long has it been now?
I don't know. We don't really do that many episodes, it seems like. So we took off last week.
Yeah.
And we did beer fields together.
Yeah.
Kind of. Jameson wasn't really there.
We didn't take off last week. We did last week.
Yeah. No, we didn't do it last week.
Yeah, we took
didn't
off.
Didn't the three of us do it?
No.
No, that
week?
Was 2 weeks
That was the
ago.
Week before? Jesus Christ.
Good.
And seed missing again from Jameson's mind. I think he is behind all these
murders. Were you not in the conversation that Josh like tagged us in? Because he's like, oh, I'm going down to do the radio show tonight. I'm like, oh, are you? Because I know nothing about this.
Oh, that's right. I was like, it's funny. Wait, nobody told me about it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're doing a radio show? Cool.
That was like in passing conversation, too. I'm like, wait a minute. I never said we're going to do it.
So last week during our time slot, it was just Josh talking about
anything.
Conspiracy theories for 2 hours.
He was talking
to himself in the corner.
It was just Josh talking and talking and talking.
Arguing with himself.
And talking.
It seems like a normal day. Anyway.
So that was last week.
In case you missed last week's episode, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Well, I want to jump right into it because...
You want to just cannonball?
I want to cannonball.
Free ball?
We've always been invited, which is... This year, actually, you guys got the tickets... for a Warped Tour, the press pass is relatively, like, in a decent time.
Yes,
right?
It seemed professional until we got there. Yeah.
It wasn't a shit show until we were physically in the area.
Yeah, we're talking about the 2014 at the newest venue here in New York of Warped Tour.
Yes, the third vet location of the Warped Tour.
Third New York spot, yeah.
Yes, Jones Beach parking lot.
That was, and then,
backstage was the actual amphitheater. Me and him sat on, like, when we were relaxing. Just in the front row.
Yeah. I've never sat in an empty stadium before.
Oh,
it's kind of
cool.
They
did open it up.
Well, only
they opened it up to VIP.
Yeah, not even VIP.
Not VIP.
It was
the press and the bands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The whole amphitheater?
Yep.
Yeah, James said that he had a conversation with the lead singer of Terror, and he had no idea who it was until I was like, you know who that was, right?
Well, yeah.
We just watched, we just legitimately watched them.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. You think I pay attention to that shit?
So much for that interview.
The interview was him asking us, oh, I think Aerosmith played here last night, right? We're like, yeah, maybe.
They always have classic rock
A lot of classic rock here. It's like, oh, and then what did you say to you? He said something. And I think Elvis started sucking his dick about fucking, oh, you guys are great.
I did. So.
Now, it's always been kind of disorganized all the time.
This, I think, is the worst.
You think so? Because it's a new venue?
I think, yeah. I blame it. I'll give the blame that it was the first year that they're doing it there.
Okay.
What they did is, you know, they took up half of the parking lot to set up all the stages and everything, and the other half was obviously for fucking, like, you know, the bus parking was all the way in the back, and then we had the regular cars up in the front. They had us walk all the way over to the box office after fucking making us wait for 15 minutes before they even let us go over by the box office. As we're walking up to the box office, well, they sent us over to the lines, and we're like, we don't have tickets yet. We don't have our passes. How the fuck are we getting in?
Like, oh, it's over there.
So they're like, oh, yeah, well, you have to walk all the way across the parking lot to the other side of the parking lot to that yellow tent, which is about a size of a quarter from our site.
It was the back corner of the parking lot.
Yeah. You have to go over there.
Like field 5, all the way in the back?
I have no, I don't go.
It was on the beach. It was basically you take the boardwalk all the way to the back corner.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like where all the bike path is.
Yeah.
You couldn't put a sign like press or media?
But not only that, so we get over to this tent, right? It took us like 10 minutes to walk across the parking lot, 15 minutes to get all the way across. We get over there, and the girl that's actually giving out the press passes and all that isn't behind there. Because like, oh, because she's over at the box office getting the list. So instead of putting the tent right next to the fucking box office, which would make complete sense, so she could walk out the door into the tent, they have her walk fucking all the walk that we just did.
And according to the guys behind us, originally they had the wrong list.
Unbelievable.
Can I just tell you how old we all sound? We were bitching about a music festival that's literally aimed at 15-year-olds. And, it's fucking...
Well, it used to not be aimed at 15-year-olds.
Well... Well, it has now become
that's the music of today, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, there were some of our era music there. You know, they had Les and Jake, Saves the Day.
There's a lot, actually, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Terror.
Attila.
Attila's a little bit newer, I'd say.
You think so?
Yellow Card was there, Bowling for Soup.
Yeah. That sign that you put it up, that sign was bullshit.
Oh, my God, yeah. Jameson got to see me get angry immediately. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
The sign says,
disclaimer sign, basically.
Yeah, yeah, because once we got the Terror, like, they're like, you're like, yeah, go kill it. In a non-violent way, step on each other's heads.
Yeah, that's what he kept saying. In a non-violent way, fucking Wall of Death. Like,
what? Granted, in his defense, there's nothing about the Wall of Death on that sign.
It's true. But the sign actually reads...
Yeah, I was looking it up on my page here.
No moshing, crowd surfing. You mosh, you crowd surf, you get hurt, we get sued, no more Warped Tour. So,
and I was angry.
The pussification of America continues. It.
I really wanted to go into the most poppiest band and just start beating people up in the pit.
We're actually aiming at the DJs because they had quirky DJs.
Yeah, DJs and rappers.
Yep.
What was the...
mosh during the rappers?
Yeah. Now, how many
we were going to mosh. We were just going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like, James, here's somebody take pictures of this. Just punching them. It was the Just Push Play stage.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Fit stage.
There you go.
The Fit's magic.
Then they hit the rap stage, but they kind of hid that. Like, we found that by mistake. Like, it was legitimately, like, nowhere near anything else.
Well, it's Jones Beach. They try and hide those people altogether anyway.
Yeah, what the hell's by, here we go.
What about, was it crowded, the last time I was there was 2007.
It is still a mob scene. It is still, right? Tons of people bumping into each other, walking, wandering aimlessly, you know, fucking, they had 9 stages, I want to say, set up.
Wow.
At least. They had Warhead, they had Journeys, they had Kevin Says, they had Monster, they had, three different Kias.
Yeah.
They had the Shira Girl and then the one next to it and then the acoustic, so that's 10.
And you're forgetting the DJ one and the rap one, too.
I thought that was...
No, they were like their
well,
own.
Well, the Shira Girl one is the one that Jackknife Stiletto played on in Mass, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't invite him to Long Island, even though they're from here.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Fucking retarded.
Blame Shift actually played. Joe Myers' old band played on the Shira Girl.
Yeah.
So 12 stages they set up. That's insane.
That's crazy.
And it's funny that they were so spread apart where you would say that It didn't sound jumbled with the...
No, nothing. It was actually set up well that you didn't really hear anything else besides what the band that was playing.
Yes, besides the...
Most of the bands had were next to each other. Most of the stages, I want to say. Two or three.
The bigger stages were like right next to each other, so they would
space out. Like it'd be an op... Like,
Like the way it was set up
the
in Randall's Island.
The three Kia stages were like they're standalone. They had the Warhead and the Journeys next to each other, and they alternated back and forth.
The Kevin Says was
the Kevin Says right behind the Monster one, so you couldn't really hear either of them. It was divided by like a wall of sound, basically.
Oh, all right, that's good.
The setup was good. It was ran terribly. So hopefully they fucking tighten up for next year and know what they're going on.
Even the security people, I was talking to them, and they were like, yeah, they have no idea what they're doing.
Did you feel like you
were... Yeah, it's pretty funny because half of the security guards that were at Jones Beach work with me at Paramount.
Were you, did you guys feel like you were fucking, like, watching on, like, a frying pan? Because that's what happened at NASA
Coliseum. No, it was nice out.
The breeze from the water was amazing. So, it was hot.
It was the nicest Warped Tour weather-wise I've ever been to.
When when it was at NASA Coliseum, I, like, died. Yes. I couldn't
Every time.
I mean, you could tell by my face and my arms that it was definitely hot. The sun was beating down, but you really didn't feel it that bad until we got in the car, and I was like, oh, my God.
Once we hit air conditioning, it was like, oh, shit.
I think my face is on fire.
Oh. It was still better than probably Rock the Bells in Miami. I got burnt.
It's Miami.
Like,
I mean,
I looked like I belonged in Miami after that concert.
That's your own fault for being in Florida.
Yeah, it's my own fault for going to fucking Miami.
And your alma mater had a tent there too.
Full sale. Oh, they're fucking robbing people everywhere now, huh? Motherfuckers.
The home of WWE NXT.
Yeah, after I leave, cocksuckers.
Well, what about overall, like, the age of the crowd, would you say? It's still young kids, too? I would like to see a lot of, like, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds.
This was, me and him pretty much had this conversation. This was my Twitter update yesterday. It was like, Warped Tour update. If I was a stereotypical mastic guy, I'd be here with my 16-year-old kid. I'm 32. No birth control in mastic.
Well,
it was definitely a young crowd.
So wait,
I like to see a young crowd.
Explain to them why you're Daddy Jameson now.
So,
this is why I wanted.
By the way, he's the younger one.
Yeah,
you're the
I'm the youngest
the show, right?
out of this whole show. I mean, I am over 30, but I'm the youngest on the show. But we're wandering and we're just walking around. You know, we're trying to figure out what the fuck we're doing. I think we're killing time before Bayside was on. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
So we're just walking through the crowd and we're just checking out to see what was going on. I think we were actually merch hunting. Because we just want to find some t-shirts and shit and see if there was anything good.
Yeah.
And as we're walking through a crowd, I feel somebody grab my arm. And I was like, what the fuck? And I turn around. Some young girl, she's like, oh, hi, Dad. And like walked away. I'm pretty sure. I asked Elvis. I'm like, did she call me Dad? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, at first I thought she may have said, like, mistaken me for somebody. I'm like, I think she called me Dad. Thanks, you little fucking cunt.
I fucking love it. He tells me this story while we're driving to get some sushi and watch a band play today. He's like, so I've been thinking about this for 24 hours now. It's been a constant on my mind. He tells me this story. I'm fucking dying in my car. I'm like, this is perfect.
Like, if I didn't feel old walking into the place, I felt fucking terrible about myself walking out.
Yeah. Did you feel it too, Elvis? If you walked in there, did you feel?
I have felt old since the one we went to in
2007. You were 27.
Yeah.
I didn't feel too old then.
I have felt too old there since they moved it to the Coliseum.
You know, because a lot of my friends.
From Vandals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are, you know, my age or older than me that are playing in these bands on these stages, you know, like the guys in Bayside and fucking, you know, we had Yellow, like I said, Yellow Card are around our age.
Yeah, they were funny,
Bowling
too.
For Soup is a little
Yellow
older.
Yellow Card's like, yeah, this is like our sixth year here. We're 25. We're so old.
So it's like this little cunt walks up to me. It's like the guys that you were worshiping that you would suck their dick in 2 seconds are the same age as me. Shut the fuck up.
<It's not laughs> older.
Yeah, maybe, actually they are.
Maybe that's why she mistaked you. Maybe she's looking for one of them.
Yeah. So did you, like, when she touched your arm, like, oh, hey, Dad. You're like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what'd she just say? And in my head, you know, because I was like, maybe she mistook me for somebody else and was saying somebody's name. But I'm like, it sounded like Dad. And I'm like, God damn it. I was like, you fucking cunt. I just kept walking.
Yeah, maybe she said nice tats.
I'll go with that.
I'm going to
say with that.
I think I was
there. I still think it was Dad, though.
that's a Freudian fucking slip shit, right? Yeah. No, that's
maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah,
Freudian,
yeah.
Yeah?
Oedipal complex.
Yeah. You think that it was hi, Dad. She maybe say nice tats.
Or maybe she was Puerto Rican. Like, a really white Puerto Rican. She was saying it in English instead of Spanish.
Ooh, I mean, poppy.
Maybe Jameson finally got caught up to.
It's true too. I said it's actually another thing. I said we're online for the press passes, and they actually formed another line for it. They were giving out parent bracelets this year.
Yeah.
So the parents were able to go in that VIP area. Also, they weren't allowed to go past where into the stadium itself.
Okay.
But in between where they have the VIP, where they sell the beer and everything, that was a parent lounge, basically.
Cool. So did they bring any more anonymities for VIPs, parents like that?
Absolutely.
Like,
actually, there's less shit this year because it's Jones Beach. No beer.
See, that's what I thought they would open up that beer garden area in Jones Beach. And the beer garden, all right, so Jones Beach is an outside theater internet. And the beach is over here, water around. And then at the side stage, like the VIP entrance, they would have like a little beer garden now and like little tables.
So basically the band shell of the stage is on the water. So the water's behind it.
You can pull up on your boat on the side of the stage, like technically.
And stadium seating.
Yeah.
Arena seating.
I like Jones Beach. I think all of you don't like
it. No, I despise it.
I like it for
Tom Petty. I hate it for Pennywise.
No, like I like Jones Beach altogether. I enjoy every show I go there, but I have to get bombed in the parking lot, and I can't get a beer inside. That's what drives me nuts.
Oh, that's another thing. Did people tailgate?
Yeah.
Not really. I think people were unlocking the truth.
Yeah, unlocking the truth.
They were out in the parking lot. Oh, by the way, speaking of.
A little side note there.
The band Unlocking the Truth, we actually brought up a few months ago back on the show. They opened up for Glassjaw at the Paramount. They have been doing a bunch of festivals. They did Skate and Surf. They just did Warped Tour. They just signed a $1.8 million contract.
Really?
Yep.
Fucking
they
like
they just got picked up.
Dude,
it's bad boy.
Honestly, it's not a good contract.
No?
I was looking at the numbers.
Did you?
It's like $600,000 for the first album, $300,000 for the second album. Wow. $40,000 for like the fourth album, and like it just breaks down like that.
And then anything off of there,
it's a 5-record deal. So like,
oh, those are horrible.
Oh yeah, you're right. And then
so it must have been Victory. So Victory signed.
Okay. Yeah. So we're walking around the festival.
No, it's actually Sony.
That's even worse.
Yeah, no shit.
We're walking around the festival yesterday, and I see the tent for Victory, and then right next to it was Trojan. I'm like, oh, I guess they use condoms now before they fuck the artist.
Yeah, Tony, you prick.
Fuck that.
But those are those three little black kids that you were stalking at fucking Penny, not Pennywise.
I wasn't stalking kids.
Glassjaw,
yeah.
Stop it. You were. You're like, I gotta go talk to that kid. I gotta get a picture with him. I gotta find him.
He's a fan.
Yeah, they're pretty rad, man. I have to say.
Yeah.
Alfred was chasing around 13-year-olds.
I'm not chasing little black niggas around the fucking
You
barrel.
Were.
Easy there, Anthony Cumia.
What you want to break right now?
Let's play a song. This past weekend, we lost Tommy Ramone to bile duct cancer.
It's the one that you get from eating too much box.
Yeah,
we'll
the one that Michael Douglas.
That
yeah, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. So Catherine Zeta-Jones, you cheating whore. Why'd you have to do it, Tommy Ramone? Lost him to bile duct cancer, and I'm going to play a song off of Rockets to Russia, which he actually played on and actually produced. I think it was the first or second album he produced for the Ramones.
Under his real name of, was it Tommy Ardelli?
It's Ardecki. That's his first name, I believe. Tamaya?
Tamaya Ardelli.
Yeah, something like that.
Tommy Ramone.
Yeah, Tommy Ramone. He produced the album. And I think this might actually be the last album before he left to just become a producer.
Yeah, this is also on that Pet Sematary soundtrack that he
produced. Also produced, which is great. But we're going to go in with Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. The guys are going to the discotheque.
Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. They got their circle and they're going to the discotheque. Go, go.
And that was the Ramones with Sheena is a Punk Rocker off of Rocket to Russia. Rest in peace, Tommy Ramone. I wouldn't say a true musical talent. But
no, but influence.
Influence
that he was like the driving force behind the Ramones when he was there.
Yeah.
Before he quit the band.
You know, and over the years, their process from when they first started, I guess they were talented, you know.
They
talented
were innovative.
Songwriters.
Innovative, I would say.
Yeah.
To a point to, you know what it is? They were a part of the sound of the times of CBGBs.
Well, the Ramones are definitely one of the bands that got me into punk rock.
Yeah,
oh my God.
The Ramones are definitely like the pioneers of pop punk.
How did you, do you guys remember how you got into the Ramones?
The Ramones? I got into them because they did a cover song of some 50s thing. I can't even remember what it was, though. They did like a 50s
cover song. Oh, I know what
you're
talking about. Oh, shit. I have it, too.
Well, growing up in New York, I just remember, you know, my my mother being from Queens and my father being from Brooklyn. I remember hearing Rockaway Beach all the
time.
Growing up and just hearing it fucking like and driving like, oh, the Rockaways, Rockaway Beach, fucking Ramones, fuck.
You know, you're like holy
as
crap.
A little kid, like just clicking, you know, and realizing like it was so close.
Yeah. I remember my mom going, "Oh, you like the Ramones? They are." She's like, "Ever see the CBGBs? They were always like." Horribly drunk and everything like that.
Actually, Jay Foster, one of my best friends, his father grew up with the Ramones. He actually,
oh yeah, in the same Forest
neighborhood.
Hills.
Yeah, in the same neighborhood.
He was their drug dealer, I assume.
He probably did drugs with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely did drugs.
Jay Foster Senior.
Forest Hills.
Jeff,
Queens.
You'll never listen to this show, but I'm spilling all your dirty secrets.
Yeah, they grew up not too far from where we are now. About I would say not even an hour,
not even
drive
in Queens. Well. So. At this time of night, where it's about midnight now, on
35, 45.
Sorry, no, it's still the tourist. This, like, winter time, Sunday night with no snow, it takes about 40 minutes to get 40, 45
yeah,
minutes.
So that's how close the Ramones were to the Elvis and Alfred show and the Halfpenny Pub. And, like, growing up for me, like, I remember seeing the.
And CJ Ramone lives in what, Islip?
Yeah. Did he? I didn't know.
Yeah, he actually just played the Punk Rock Barbecue yesterday.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out today. Was it today? Punk Rock Barbecue was this morning.
Yeah.
CJ Ramone played.
Unbelievable.
I slept till 4 in the afternoon instead.
Yeah. Especially all that sun in the fucking
sun and drinking.
Now, you were telling me, all right, so like for me, like the Ramones, I've seen the images of the logo, the Ramones. Everybody knows. It's iconic.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, that thing that.
As limited as creative it was, it's still an iconic symbol. To the point that you'll see that shit sometimes in Starbucks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were giving out fucking Ramones albums at Starbucks for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how far the Ramones touched the music industry, regardless of how good they were. You know? Which is, now how many bands could say that? Like, they were part of the influence of all punk, you know? Or just a genre of music. That's, to me, that's amazing.
Yeah. It was between them, Sex Pistols.
Yeah. Sex
and,
Pistols to me,
the
I
Clash.
The Clash, yeah.
I think the Sex Pistols were generated through music companies. Like they just wanted to put it together. To me, the Sex Pistols.
I'm not a huge
like the Sex Pistols.
I like them too. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it was natural.
You think that it's a gimmick, basically.
It was a gimmick.
Yeah.
But they had a life all to their own, which is the spirit of punk. That's why I'm like you can't put it together. Like, especially during that time, I think you could.
Well, yeah, especially in England.
Yeah. Like, you can't package it again now, because...
You read that same book that I read, Please Kill Me.
Yeah.
It was basically, like, the Ramones and all, like, the New York punks were pissed off that basically their sound was stolen by the Sex Pistols and the Clash. Like, all of a sudden, like, these guys were at their show one week, then all of a sudden they're hearing, like, White Right. They're like, wait a second, that's a rock and roll... Sounds like a Ramones song. Mm. and then everyone gives England the credit for creative punk.
This
music.
Has always been.
Well, that's it. That's always been the feud.
Yeah.
You know?
And New we York, all know.
Did it start in New York or UK?
It was Detroit.
you know what? It could actually
it
be
was
true
the,
too.
Like the MC5 and shit like that.
Yeah,
MC5 definitely did it, but yeah. I think it was during the same time.
And we're from New York, and I'm saying it's Detroit.
Yeah,
they
right.
did something right eventually.
Yeah. Made RoboCop.
Well, that's coming in the future.
Oh.
That's their next step.
And yeah, so I would always see the Ramones. You know, like I always thought they were back then when I was a kid. I always thought the Ramones were like heavy metal punk. And then I remember hearing, like, I Want to Be Sedated. And then my friend's dad's like, these are the Ramones. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This song's awesome.
Dude, you know, it's funny. Like, I had the same kind of perception with Kiss.
Like,
you just
like
look
super
at the
metal?
you just look at the imagery of Kiss, and you're like, ah, these guys are fucking sick. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I want to rock and roll all night. You're like,
they were just
pussies.
Pop rock fucking
Jews.
Precursors to insane clown posse wearing fucking makeup like dirty
clowns.
Were
the Ramones, though.
yeah, they were.
Love rocking, man. He's singing about his dick.
Which makes it even funnier when people are like, the Kiss
gun,
Army. Knights in
love
Satan's,
gun.
Satan's service. It's like, really? Like, these guys are worshiping Satan? Like, they're wrestlers.
they
had a Kiss wrestler. The Kiss
I know.
Demon.
Yeah.
So bad.
They're worshiping the almighty dollar is what they're worshiping.
I had, when I was in elementary school, back at a T's flea market, like, that the fucking... the t-shirt press person over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought a yellow sweatshirt with Kiss, the album Destroyer, like printed on my yellow sweatshirt I would wear to school.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't even listen to Kiss back then. I just liked the way they looked.
You see my profile picture
I thought they were
that I just changed on Facebook? That's going to be my back tattoo. It's Kiss and Tupac at the 96 Grammys backstage.
Oh,
it's fucking the best picture ever.
Actually,
could you imagine if Tupac was alive now? He'd be doing horrible albums with Kiss.
I just saw Orlando came to the Paramount a couple of weeks ago. He actually invited
Orlando.
Me.
Orlando!
Like, you want to go see Kiss and Def Leppard? He's like, I got a couple extra tickets. I'm like, man,
yes,
maybe.
Totally want to see that.
You guys can do that one.
Oh, my God. Def Leppard? Come on.
I'll go.
I got to hit him up and see.
What was it, Pyromania?
I'm not going to pay for it, but I'll go.
Well, that's it. If they're free, I'll go.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Might have to bribe me with drinks.
No. If he,
it's at Jones Beach.
I'll bribe you with a barbecue.
Yeah,
we'll fucking tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. See, that's fine then. All right.
Yeah.
Alfred won.
Yeah.
Hashtag
we have,
Al's going to cook.
Yeah.
Hashtag Al can set my truck on fire with charcoal.
Well, we can bring the war wagon. We can fit everything in there. We can fit your kitchen in there.
If I'm going to see Kiss...
No, my kitchen, actually. My kitchen's fucking tiny.
If I see Kiss and fucking Def Leppard, I'm going to get fucking hammered. Hammered.
And I'll just scream out the wrong 80s songs for them to play. Play Rio! Play Rio!
School's out!
Everybody!
Ziggy Stardust!
It's amazing we haven't been kicked out of more places.
Well, me and James were actually thinking about getting kicked out of the Warped Tour yesterday.
I think you guys should have kicked out because you were over the age of 30.
At the Warped Tour, did you guys, like, I'm looking at.
We just walked backstage for Bayside.
Yep.
That's awesome. You guys.
We could just walk backstage for everybody.
Yeah,
we just didn't.
Yeah.
There's nobody really that we wanted to see. Like, I would have went backstage probably for Saves the Day.
Yeah, but
probably for Less Than Jake.
Less Than Jake was there? Cool.
Yeah, they played after I left. We left.
Yeah.
And Saves the Day was playing as we were waiting online for a press pass for a fucking hour.
What about Off Mice and Men? That's your band right there. Did you get to see them play, or did they play at all?
I don't think they played that. No, I didn't see them on the list.
I don't think they were playing. I think they were playing the West Coast, I guess.
Yeah.
You know
a lot of the better bands. Oh, by the way, the band Motionless in White. I have no idea who they are.
Oh, God.
They sound like Marilyn Manson mixed with Orgy. But their guitarist was fucking awesome to me. He trolled the entire crowd.
See,
he played in an LA Kings jersey in New York.
I was like,
that guy gets some respect from me.
I love Manson. I will never knock Marilyn Manson. I think his music has been great.
Portrait of American Family. Awesome album. Back
yeah, I'm
to
not
front.
A huge Manson fan, but yeah, that album's great.
God, when that album fucking
But Orgy, off? Give me a fucking break.
I am the Firestar. Is that the
No, that's Prodigy.
That's Prodigy.
Orgy does
Orgy?
The cover
Blue
Monday.
Monday.
I'm putting it on now. What is Orgy?
Orgy Blue Monday.
Orgy's terrible. Is that what we were talking about? I completely zoned out on that. We're talking about Orgy? Why Orgy?
Because Motionless in White sounds like a cross between Romance and Orgy, right. But like...
Oh, is this Orgy? Oh, yeah. I can get into this.
Hold on a second. I might add...
It took 30 minutes for this to happen.
Hold on. I think
this guy won a lobster.
Yeah, look at that. That guy... That's going to be on Jameson Sports Update later. Some guy at NASCAR won a lobster.
All right, I got Blue Monday. You got it?
I got it right here.
Let me hear it. These are the guys I played too?
No. No, the band, the Motionless White, kind of sounded like them mixed with Manson, mixed with a few
others. Oh, okay. Oh, I remember this.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
I might have Motionless White on here too. See what they sound like.
I want to hear the regular. I remember this one.
I don't know. I whenever hear.
I love Blue Monday.
Stitches. The original
Stitches is great.
Is that song.
Whenever I hear Orgy, I think Jamiroquai for some reason.
What?
I don't know why.
Yeah. Wait, you want to hear Stitches? Is that what you said?
No, that's
weird.
No, I said it was pointed out.
I think
out.
They used to play back to back on MTV, and that just fucked me up.
This is their like original Stitches.
Yeah, Stitches.
Yeah. Stitches is their like their big hit. That wasn't a cover.
Here, I have Motionless in White right here.
You can cover Blue Monday with any fucking band. I was still gonna love that song.
This is Creatures from Motionless in White.
All right, you got it.
Yep.
It's 12 seconds. Yeah.
That. Go choke Jay.
This is Orgy.
Right,
no, it's Motionless in White.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a better song. Mm-hmm. This is also their first album.
You hear that shit in the
background. Shot of water? Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
That was actually pretty fucking good, man.
Way to pass this to Bill, or you got it around?
I got it.
Well, the beginning was good. I started hearing the electronic shit in the background.
Yeah,
now.
That's what they do.
All
yeah.
right. If we're going to take these shots, can we not cheers over the board?
Oh, like yeah, just, that's a good idea.
How about you don't cheers? How about high five?
No cheers.
Yeah, high five.
High five.
High five. There we go. Hey,
cheers, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
That is some high-quality H2O. Thank you, sir.
We haven't had issues with spilling shit on the board, but why press it?
I don't even trust myself on that, dude, so... I hardly trust myself to touch the power strip. So.
Well, after seeing you guys set up, I hardly trust you to do
that,
it, too.
That is true. I was not allowed near power strips.
Shit happens, man. I got,
yeah,
like,
especially since we don't have the Ustream safety net lately.
I have weird energy, man. You remember anything with like those automatic crap doesn't work for me. Like, I have to ask this guy to jumpstart me before I like, wash my hands.
You're Asian. You know what I mean? All things should work for you.
Yeah, what the fuck venue was that?
I have no idea.
We were at a venue. He's like underneath. Like he switches sinks. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah,
it
I'm
works.
Like, I'm like, Elvis, can
it's
you? Because
you have no soul.
Here?
Yeah, yeah, I like, he thought it was a shadow.
it's set to not being Asian.
We were fucking wasted. Well, I was wasted. Mystery. I don't know if you were.
How
wasted,
often though. Have you talked to Megan? She might have stole your soul. You didn't even know it. That's what everyone. That's
you
what those freckles
suck
are.
Respect. All right, I want to hear this Stitch from Orgy. I want to see what it
Stitches.
Sounds like. Stitches. How come I can't hear it? Oh, that's. Right.
And there's Alfred working technology again.
And I'm an IT professional. Everybody.
They put quotations around that professional.
Skynet's going to be Alfred's fault.
Are you still into it? I'm not into it.
I used to be into it when I was a teenager. I was into all this new metal shit.
You know what?
All
right, let me put myself in the mentality of...
This is like 1999.
All right, 19.
Before that, I want to say like 96,
yeah, this is like 96, 97. Yeah. Like, this is like when MTV Party to Go was still coming out.
Yeah, I was like 14, 15. And Ace Raid wear giant Jankos and fucking black t-shirts.
Like I was wearing last night.
Yeah. Let me get into the meat of the song. I was wearing a minute
14. You still have
14.
Jankos?
Alright, this is a minute 37 into the song. Let's see what it's like. Oh, come on, stop doing that!
Alpha, just stop. 2 minutes. Stop using technology.
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Blue Monday, good.
But anyway, fucking Motionless and White is trying to just basically... And they wear the makeup and everything like Marilyn Manson.
Okay.
You know, they do.
Yeah, they were a little bit, we watched it. They were kind of entertaining for what they wore.
Yeah,
oh shit!
You
oh,
know what? They weren't falling in reverse. That's the band I hated the most. That was on that set list. And the fact that girls are walking around wearing their shirts, I'm like, all they talk about is raping women in their songs. Well, I'm sorry, not their songs. The guy talks about his personal life.
Yeah. So overall, of a Warped Tour, what would you say?
Listen,
so well.
Well, yeah, you're
I'm definitely retiring.
Yeah.
The only reason I have to go to Warped Tour from now on is like friends are playing and they're in town. I'll just
and
stop
we
there.
Still don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we don't pay.
As long as we get those press passes.
Yeah. I would never pay for
going.
It. Listen, I would say
or
this,
if they did like a reunion of the first fucking Warped Tour.
If I was 36,
that'd
37, 38 years
that'd
old and I had a 15-year-old kid or whatever, yeah, I'd probably bring
if they
them
start
in
bringing back
it.
Fucking like NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion.
Well, isn't that show that was up in Canada?
That was 2007 we went. It was like that.
Yeah, 2007 was Bad Religion. 2006 or 2007, whatever the hell it was.
It's basically what Riot Fest is now.
Yes.
If they did that.
Riot Fest is goddamn fucking good.
Are you going to Pennywise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going. You're going to take another ticket, right?
We're all going.
We're all going.
Cool. So we'll have something else to talk about.
For that episode?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, whatever.
But that would be good. I wouldn't be honest with you. I would have seen them like Bayside. I'm on their website. I wish they would just have like for each venue what was playing. Because on the website, it just tells
yeah,
you.
They,
just oh, for the stages?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
But they didn't did that here in their website.
I had a picture of the stages, the stage setup.
There's a lot of people who were playing here.
I really wanted to see MC Chris. We weren't able to catch him.
I love MC Chris.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I want to interview him. We could.
Well, the interview thing was kind of screwed up, too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch a band, you couldn't watch a band. You have to go back to the interview area to interview people.
What the fuck is this?
If you want to interview MC Chris, I might have him on that.
It's hip-hop and electronic. Yeah.
I would love for him to come and sit on the show.
And he's like right on top
of
me.
I'll reach out to
him. He lives right in fucking... I think he... Is he in Queens or is he in Brooklyn?
I think he moved to Jersey City, honestly, but
he's
not far.
Blacklist Royals is Paper and Plastic. Did you see them there?
No, I didn't see them. Mixtapes, too, I think, was there.
Mixtapes was.
There's a lot I would have went for if it was here in New York.
What's the problem, too? The West Coast tends to get the stronger...
Finch. Did Finch play?
Finch was West Coast.
Finch was the West Coast.
What the fuck?
If you go and actually look on the venue... if you go to...
Like tickets
like
or whatever?
Wanta fucking...
Wantag.
Wantag. If you go to Wanta Warp Tour and you click on it, it actually shows you the bands that were at that one.
Oh, okay.
You have to actually go to the specific.
I always forget Jones Beach is considered Wanta.
Yeah.
I see a Wanta, I think Mulcahy's.
That's the far north end of it.
Yeah.
Mulcahy's, and then it had Medicine back in the day at Club Ritual.
Medicine?
Medicine.
No, Club Ritual is Levittown. I'm sorry. Yeah, Levittown.
They're both.
Wanta.
Yes.
Medicine was across the street.
Medicine was down the road a little bit. It's now next to Synergy Gym. It's across the street from
they're actually doing the Medicine reunion over at Revolution.
Dude.
I went to, on
you,
June
6th. You know, hold on.
June 6th, 2006, I went to the 666 benefit there. It was awesome.
Dude, fuck you, because I don't know how we haven't met sooner. Because my two friends used to be the fucking bartenders on Friday and Saturday nights there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
funny.
I fucking...
Well, I mean, the bathroom was dark where the glory hole was, so...
Somebody touched somebody's asshole. You know each other.
And that's why Alfred says, you seem familiar to me.
Shut up!
That's why it took me handling a pool cue to Alfred go, hey, I remember you.
Son of a bitch, you shut up! Yeah, there's not a lot of people that were playing in Jones Beach here that I would have cared for.
Yeah, it was.
Am I that old? I think I'm old for festivals.
I don't know. I've
been way too
old. I
want
to go to Linkin Park. Linkin Park, AFI, and.
I Fight Dragon?
And.
I don't know.
I forget who else.
AFI is awesome.
Yeah,
I don't want to see Linkin Park
ever
again.
Well, it's AFI. Fuck. You're on the Jones Beach website?
I the Mighty.
He's fucking not listening.
I'm not listening.
Are you on the Jones Beach website?
No. I'm on VansWarpTour.com.
Never mind. Fuck you.
I'm trying to see, because I want to see what I missed out on.
I'll look it up on my own goddamn phone.
You should.
You really didn't miss out on much.
No.
Well, the fucking way he was bitching about it in our fucking comment thread, you thought he fucking missed, like, the greatest concert ever.
Saves the day. Mm-hmm. You see them?
They were on when we walked in.
You know how many times we had this conversation on this radio show right now?
You're
said
right.
Alfred will notice this when he edits it.
Yeah, sorry. It's
like, oh, I asked the same question three times?
Three.
So you guys went to Warped Tour?
So, yesterday we went to Warped Tour at Jones Beach.
Yellow card? You guys see yellow card?
All right.
Now I don't know if he's joking or...
Because he definitely took a sip of whiskey when he asked.
Do you see the X up here? Hit that, please.
Well, okay.
This one?
Yeah. What?
The one to get out of
here. All
right, well... close out everything.
Yesterday we got to walk by our friends at iIgnite for like about 30 seconds while they were playing. So
yeah,
it's probably better anyway.
They came on.
I want to hear it. I hear where you're going.
They came out with a new EP recently called Rise of the Fine. I guess it's self-released, correct?
Yeah.
And have we played any songs at the new stuff yet?
Not off the new
stuff.
We
have not.
All
right, so we're just going to go with this. Off their new EP, Rise of the Fine, here's iIgnite with Still Right Here.
The inside. Can't you hear my words tonight?
And that was iIgnite, like, was still right here off their new EP, Rise and Define. And Joe wants us to review it, so.
I liked it because I listened to the whole song. I was outside smoking a cigarette.
And but drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Dude, I like everything they do. I think they write tight albums. I think
they do.
Musically, they're sound. I think
they're tight.
Joe Meyer may have taken my advice and not stopped screaming.
I don't know. We could dedicate hour two to picking apart the entire EP if you really want to.
Are we going to just fucking dissect it
they
now?
They produce
song by song?
Really good albums. Though.
They do. Yeah.
Their sound is really good. Like, you could definitely say that it was really professionally
and
produced.
It's definitely a little more radio-friendly than their last EP was.
Yeah.
That could definitely be played on... Because the screaming is what kills it. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. You know, like...
the screamo shit?
Yeah, especially on mainstream like radio, you know, terrestrial radio.
They play rock music on terrestrial radio?
Yeah, it's called country.
Yeah, they do country. It's called Nickelback.
Why do you think country is popular right now? Because the lack of rock options.
Yeah. Fucking white people.
I like it. I'm going to listen to the whole EP. I want to see what the flow.
Yeah, I'll check
like,
it out.
Like, what track was that off the
that
album?
That was number 4 on the album.
Wow. Okay.
It was the longest song. That's why I picked it.
You always do that, Elvis.
Because it kills time of talking.
I know. but you should have picked that for the break.
Break is the break. We're actually breaking the fourth wall here, listeners. We're on a break. We're legitimately on a break for like a good half hour.
We're lucky if it's a half hour. Fuck, it takes forever to get everyone back to the microphones.
Yeah, well, that's why we usually just come up and start recording.
It's like, oh,
everyone wanders in.
We're going to start recording at 11. We'll end the show at 3. It's only 2 hours, and we're fucking a half hour short.
And that's why we don't do it live.
Yeah, if you heard us live, it's pretty much the same thing, but there's like an hour gap.
We would have the 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. show on like a Wednesday night at Warlike Radio.
I would love to do like a live show.
I'll do a live show.
Like in front of an audience.
In the winter.
Well, yeah, we could do that at AMH.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Dan wanted us to do that anyway, right?
Especially with our board.
I saw a cheap stand for like a monitor. Like I would buy like a separate monitor so everybody could see like YouTube videos.
I have a portable PA system.
I was just saying, we just use my big PA, whatever.
Yeah.
We have shit.
I don't need to turn it all the way up.
I would love to do that.
And then we'll plug in my bass amp too.
Like the last half hour Q&A.
Is that where we all get sexy? Ralph?
Yeah.
Like,
and now for our Yoko Ono classic.
Elvis on bass.
Little Barry White.
Is that Chewbacca? We got some time to kill.
What's next in the world story?
Let's get into it now.
We want to talk about the...
Are we officially done with Warped Tour?
Yeah.
We literally spent longer than it's ever been
out. And we're officially probably done with
Warped
Tour.
Well, I wanted to talk about it because, they invite us all the time. So I figured we'd give them
You were invited?
Nope.
No, they made sure. They specifically said, no, Alfred.
Fucking, I don't know what I'd do.
Dude, why?
They're like,
Warped Tour Festival itself is very...
These guys didn't tell you about the precipice, huh?
The Warped Tour Festival itself is... Will you shut up for a second? The Warped Tour Festival itself is... Fuck you guys.
No, say it. Yeah.
Is run very well. It's very tight. They know what they're doing. Everything runs smooth. The shows go on well. The performances are always 10 to 15 minutes,
Oh, between time? The break
no,
time?
I'm saying within 10 to 15 minutes of what the set time says.
Okay.
So they're pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad, especially for festivals.
But
right?
They're fucking the venues that they choose. They got to get on top of that.
Where would you say they would put Warped Tour New York again?
I didn't mind that Soul Coliseum. I think they actually hang of it. Because it was there for a while.
Yeah.
Randall's Island.
It took a little while.
Yeah. Randall's Island was kind of a clusterfuck the entire time.
It was a clusterfuck.
But that's because look,
and it was dirty.
Everything on fucking Randall's Island is a clusterfuck.
Walking from like fucking Harlem and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just drove.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. You ever take a train to Randall's?
No.
Drive. You'd never want to. No. That is a walk that you do not want to take.
I've taken that walk.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's not a good part of the city.
Especially when you're like, you know, going there, not so bad. Yeah. Coming home.
Leave it.
Yeah. You better fucking...
Coming home, I'm calling mom for a ride.
Yeah. Imagine fucking bunch of little white suburban kids walking through Vandals Island right now, coming home.
But, man, pick me up. Yeah. Black people are here.
Well, and that's what caused Sam. I got the hand. You know, I would say bring it back.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. NASA Coliseum was so hot. Like, I was miserable the whole
that,
time.
That was the best part about it, is that they had the breeze from the water. It definitely cooled off everything.
Yeah, they had the ocean / bay
Like
breeze.
I said, if they just tighten it up, if they get their fucking shit together, if they put the ticket booth
next to the press booth,
and they, you know, they get their
You think they were just trying to fill space tighter? Because they had, like, all that space, so they were like, ah, fuck it, we'll just spread everything out.
No, I don't think so.
What about give it 3 years, I would say, at Jones Beach.
And then they'll move it to, let's say,
Calverton Airfield.
Central Islip at the Duck Stadium.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'll
walk there.
Yeah, right outside the courts.
Yeah.
James is like, I'm already here.
I know where I'm going. I know this place.
But, yeah, so, all right. We done with Warped Tour now?
Yeah, definitely done. Good.
Should we have James do sports updates?
So what happened in sports this week, Jameson?
Germany kicked ass. Good for them. Fucking doing something right. You know, mm-hmm, getting past that stigma. Fucking how many years later from killing off all the Jews? fucking some.
Yeah, instead of killing off all the Jews, they just killed all the Spanish fucks.
Apparently, there's two black guys in basketball that are like
one guy went home
big time. One guy went home. The other guy is still running
staying,
around.
Yeah, staying
know.
In New York.
Let him explain it. Let him explain it.
Baseball, New York teams suck, as always, but the Yankees are doing actually worse than they've been doing in a long time.
Yep.
Basketball, I think, is done. Yep. Yeah, finally. Yep. I think it's only, like, off for, what, 1 month?
It's something like that.
Fucking stupid
starts
shit.
Starts again in, it starts again in September, October.
The only fucking important sport, hockey, has been done for a while.
Whoa, football starts in 8 weeks.
Football doesn't, nobody cares about, well, you do, I don't know why.
8 weeks from today.
13 minutes of lots of stopped action.
Yep.
And that's my sports update. Fuck you, sports.
Worst thing about that is listening
copyright infringement.
Worst thing about that is listening and go, I did do a sports podcast for a little bit.
You did.
I remember that. And we got stuck with you somehow.
Yeah. I fucking got adopted and now I can't fucking leave.
He's like that guy. He just showed up.
You can
up
leave.
One
your
day.
Equipment just can't.
That's what it is. I invested myself in it.
So Jameson, how do you feel about LeBron going back to Cleveland?
Where's Cleveland?
Crickets.
Why would anyone go back to Cleveland?
I know. I got. Hold on. I'm going to put. I'll play this it. Is like, yeah. This
oh,
is
this
like,
is good, yeah.
Yeah, this has been going around even way before fucking LeBron even left.
So it's LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony? Is that the two?
Carmelo back to New York.
That's exactly right.
And okay. I don't care.
I know nothing about basketball.
Who gives a shit?
You know what all this means is that Cleveland's actually going to win a championship in the next 5 years.
You know what this means? All those idiots
New York
who burned
not.
The Cleveland LeBron jersey.
Did you see the guy at the Indians game?
No.
He fucking was wearing his fucking old LeBron jersey that he burned, so there was like fucking burn holes all over the
awesome.
Fucking thing.
Because Cleveland,
that's crazy. He like I burnt it, but I didn't throw it out.
Yeah. Dude, listen, the Cleveland does have a lot to cheer for. Let him have it.
This is hastily made Cleveland tourism video.
Take two.
Yeah, take two. The first one's good too, but this is my favorite one, though. Please don't commercials. I'll kill you.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year. This guy has at least two DUIs. Flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression. We're so retarded that we think this is ours. It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit.
We're not Detroit.
We're not Detroit.
So that pretty much sums up Cleveland.
Yeah.
So it's one step above Detroit.
Yeah. Is the worst city I've ever visited.
You? Oh, yeah. You went there for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I went there for the Warped Tour party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Pennywise, Bad Religion, Bouncing Souls, and Paramore.
That sounds so cool. And fucking,
it was cool when you got in there, and then you went walked outside, and you're welcome back to Cleveland.
You're like, and then there is it just factories and shit.
It was just like shut down buildings. Yeah. We found one bar open after 10 o'clock at night, and I had my mohawk. Man, we got stared at.
Did you really?
They're like, "What are you doing here, boy?" I was like, "It was with Pete from Vegas." I was like, "He's gay. Get him. He's one of those homos."
Yeah, I couldn't give two shits about LeBron.
No.
I'm just kind of pissed off because I had three more LeBron jerseys to get rid of in my basketball game before he fucking got traded.
Now you get a new pair of sneakers, though.
No, but now I don't wear LeBrons. They're ugly. But
yeah, but he doesn't mean you don't buy them.
No, I won't buy them.
Oh.
I don't buy LeBrons. I don't buy Kobe's. They're terrible.
You don't buy them to flip them?
No.
Huh.
Actually, not a lie. I bought a pair of fucking cork LeBrons to sell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I made $600 off of them. Fuck
idiots. Idiots. Why would you spend that much money for sneakers?
You fucking sneakerheads.
I paid $200 and I sold them for $8. And if I would have held on to them for like two more years, I probably could have gotten fucking $3,000.
For $800 or $800, you could get the best hooker in Cleveland.
In three more years, the cork would have fucking like dissolved. It would have been a box of fucking dust.
I just want to see people wear them outside in the rain once.
Fuck, I'm in the wrong fucking collection here.
Yeah, our comic books were shit.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you guys are looking for Silver Age Marvel, Golden Memories just got a fucking whole big collection in.
So, who did?
Golden Memories.
Right over here?
Center Reach.
Do they have any ROM?
No, you already bought it.
Yeah.
You have bought every ROM on the island. It's gone, Alfred.
For those of you, Jameson, you're not actually this far out of the loop this time. No one knows what the fuck ROM is, but okay.
ROM, Alfred the Space Knight, man.
Hold on. I've never heard of ROM, ever.
You never heard of him?
No. And then,
I didn't hear it until you mentioned
I bring this guy to a fucking comic book shop in Huntington, and he's got a stack that's literally like a fucking foot off the table. Literally like 12 inches off the table. Full of fucking comics. He goes up to the guy, and the guy's like, "How many's here?" He's like, "63. And the guy's like, "Oh, all right. That's $63. And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "What is that?" He goes, "I'm the only person that ever buys this." And the guy's like, "Yeah." The guy's like, "I'm so happy that's gone."
Yeah, Alfred.
ROM the Space Knight. It was a comic book. Basically, the whole series was based on to sell a toy. It was a robot.
That's like He-Man.
Yeah, but it was a comic book. But they used every single Marvel Universe superhero in there.
So like Cyclops just walking like, "Hey guys, I'm here too."
With a fucking space-aged Space Knight robot. It was ridiculous.
Is he brown?
No.
No.
I wish he was. But he came from space, so you...
He's green. That's probably green.
I'm going to Google this thing real quick.
ROM?
See a
the Space Knight?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
a
seriously
robot.
The only person I know that, like, I had no idea that existed.
Everybody was in this fucking comic.
You bought
comic book.
80 issues of it.
Everybody's in it.
Now, my question is, do you actually have the toy, too?
No, dude. Check out how much the toy is on fucking eBay.
That stopped you?
Yeah, wait. Well, Albert hasn't got drunk enough yet to
I'm
going to
text him tonight when he leaves.
That one's
so
awesome.
So it's fresh on his phone.
Let's go to eBay and watch and see how much this thing is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because if you're not a nerd, eBay is actually what sets the price and value of things.
Apparently, when I'm going to try to buy fucking Ranger tickets, it was StubHub. I'm sitting there arguing with a scalper outside Radisson Square Garden. He's like, "Oh, they're $300 on StubHub." I'm like, "I don't give a fuck. I'm right here now."
All right, Rob.
Rob the Space Knight retro action figure.
Yep, that's it.
$2.40.
No, let me see it.
$22.40.
Let me see it.
$165 with the box.
Oh, in box. How much is that one?
New in $2.40.
Where? Redbubble?
Buying it. He's buying it now.
Redbubble.
I am buying it.
It's Redbubble.
Oh, you're... Oh, is that a sticker?
It's probably a sticker or a t-shirt. Here's $350 with it in the box.
Unfucking believable, right?
No, stickers.
They have a ROM...
My bad, dude.
Little mini thing that they came out with.
Nah, man. That one
that's a t-shirt. $22.40. Fuck.
Nah, that one looks like a fucking...
Sorry, dude.
The Destroyer. The sticker I'll buy for $2.
Yeah, it's $22.40
for the
t-shirt.
I'm surprised
you
have your own sticker out of this.
Oh my god, you're fucking absolutely right. I am going to make that sticker.
You see this?
$289.
$22.40 for the t-shirt.
Good lord.
I'm going to buy it.
Anyway, now's as good as any time to
ROM the Space Knight.
Hold on.
$349.99 used for the electronic toy.
$115 with backpack only.
You can make ROM fight Furby.
Oh my god.
It's well worth the $300.
That Furby is so dead.
Furby's gonna be like, "Who the fuck are you?"
You know what? I'm gonna end hour one with.
Oh, you're gonna end it now? You're done? You're done talking about ROM?
Oh, no. I want a break so I can shop a ROM. So this is coming off of the lead singer from Bayside, which actually came, who played.
I mean, what, we
the
watched,
headline?
Yeah, we watched it.
We saw Bayside and we watched Anthony play a little bit acoustic.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah.
Well, from
good.
What we can hear, we were way outside.
He walked away. I watched the whole set.
No, I can still hear from where I was standing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I loved his album.
Actually, he did Megan, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
From, originally, no. Not,
say,
not,
I was going to say, who's Megan?
Yeah. originally done by Smoke
weird.
And Popes.
It was very weird on the stage.
He did a lot. He did a few off the new album. He did for his solo album, obviously.
Yeah.
And he did a few of the old Bayside songs.
And he actually put, well, Paper and Plastic, because he put this out a couple of labels. But this one's coming from Paper and Plastic, which is one of our friends of our show, paperandplastic.com. This is Anthony Ranieri with New Cathedrals off his album. That's it. That's his debut over here. I'm going to put over Lead, Follow, Fall. From paperandplastic.com. So check that out. We'll be back in an hour or two of the Elvis and Albert Show.
Hit the stop button.
You pause the stop. You hit the stop button while we're in the song. And then you let it go.
That was the outro for hour one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Set in the mood. All right. Sure, we'll be back.
So tell these motherfuckers to suck a dick. Cause I'm the shit. And I will whoop that ass. And I'm so sick of the bullshit. Just give me the cash. Yeah, I'm talking shit. But I'm just keeping it real. And if you don't believe me, all the pussies, put your hands in the air.
I didn't think so. I know you love the way that I'm breaking it down. I got these motherfuckers rocking. So put your ear to the speaker and tell me how much you love it. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. And I got money coming out my asshole. And I can give a shit about what you think. So suck my dick and keep it moving. I'm a goddamn rock star. Yeah, boy, I'm the man, it's undisputed. And everyone knows I fucking love this shit. And I wanna live forever. So it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready for the blow. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game.
Yo guys, what's up? Welcome to WWW.
I always win, but it's never enough. I wanna take over the galaxy, and I don't need a fucking thing from you, and I don't wanna be friends. I just wanna count my money. God damn it, I'm rich. I know it makes you sick, but I ain't going nowhere, so you better get used to it. I thought I told you before that I'ma drive this motherfucker till the wheels fall off. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I don't take orders, I give them. And being a bitch is against my religion. And I'ma take them to church. Fuck with my food and roll out in a hearse. Man, I'm the worst. Cross paths with me is a curse. And I don't believe your shit, pussy. I wish you'd try. And all that tough guy shit is a lie. So talk shit until you get smacked and cry. Cause I'm the shit and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way, I always win the game. Shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way. I always win the game. Cause I'm the shit, and I can't help it. I was born this way. I always win the game.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Elvis and Alper Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. James, you take this.
All right. What you just heard is I'm the shit.
Daniel the Best Madsen.
Daniel the Best Madsen. As we were leaving Warped Tour this year, we passed by a couple of people handing out CDs, and there was a guy basically crouching down on the ground, and he had a stack of CDs, not even in jewel cases, just a stack of CDs he held in his hand. He's like, hey, guys, you want a free CD? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I take it from him. He's like, oh, let me take your email address and everything so, you know, I can put you on my mailing list or whatever. So I'm like, better off here. Take one of my cards. So I give him my card, right? And he's like, oh, what do you guys do? I tell him, you know, we do a radio show and podcast, you know, fuck it. We do it about music and this. Yeah. He's like, oh, you guys get like a lot of listeners and everything? I said, yeah, you know, we got good numbers and this and that. He's like, dude, play my shit. And I was like, all right, well, here's the thing. I'm going to give it a listen in the car. And I said, if I like it, we'll play it. I said, if it's a piece of shit, I'm throwing it out the fucking window, right? So he's like, ah, dude, that's awesome. He's like, if you don't like it, fucking throw my shit. I don't give a fuck. So I gave it a listen. I'm thinking it's going to be some like shitty hip hop fucking act, like some fucking white dude fucking with terrible fucking beats and all this shit. And I play this song and I was like, oh my God, like, I actually fucking dig it. So as I promised, we played it. So Daniel, if you're listening, that was for you, bro. We actually enjoy your shit.
Where's
so.
He from?
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. Where is he from? You got his Facebook
bring his
page
bio
up
here.
We'll get him down to the Penny, get him drunk.
He is, let's see, he's from Jersey.
Nah, never mind.
We'll bring him down to the Dragonfly.
Oh, man, he has a huge bio.
Yeah, his bio is way too low right now. Back to his Facebook page where it says whatever.
Damn. That was huge. What the fuck?
Nothing on his Facebook page.
He really thought he was the shit with that bio, man.
Yeah.
Did you look like a hammerhead? Like, giving you fucking a CD off a spindle?
Yeah. I really thought it was going to be garbage. I was like, fuck it, you know? Like, but he was pushing it, and if you're pushing it, I'll take it, you know? Fucking.
You know, that's
read the last paragraph.
Literally why I had to stop wearing my Diddy Dirty Money jacket that I got when I worked at Bad Boy. Everyone just kept handing me fucking demos in the fucking subway, and I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, we do it to get fucking people heard. You know, this is why we play local music, and this is why we do it.
Local
music's
fine, but what I was getting, no.
Yeah, no.
Apparently, he is kind of a gypsy.
Okay. Oh, fuck gypsy. I fucking hate gypsy.
Seems about right.
Oh, yeah, because you're a carny.
No,
fucking
gypsy.
Because he's kind of like you.
Carny's a gypsy. They don't like
each other. Mortal enemies.
Gypsies are the biggest piece of shit on the earth.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yes.
You want to read this last paragraph here?
By the time he was 28, Daniel's total record sales from when he first began selling records had reached well into the tens of thousands. Do you believe it?
Yeah, he was giving out free CDs, so I don't know.
Yeah, just by simple direct producer to consumer, hand-to-hand marketing, which is basically to you. You right here?
If all his inbred fucking family bought him, yeah, I could see 10,000
Come
being sold.
On.
Now with the release of his most
Be
recent
nice.
Album,
no.
titled Daniel, the Best Madison. Off of the Spindle CD, no kidding, Daniel is approaching the market in an even bigger and better way.
Does it really say he's a gypsy?
No, I said, but he goes, this is what it's, this is where I get.
Is he a street nomad?
I fucking can't stand gypsies.
Here you go. Danny became more efficient at his guerrilla-style marketing tactics. He avoided police by constantly moving. Every couple of days, he was in a different state.
Then he could have been working for a carnival. It doesn't mean he's a gypsy.
I thought they were one and the same.
I will fucking
Me
murder
too.
You.
Oh, man. Speaking of the C word, we met the love child.
What the fuck, bro?
We met the love child of you and Remy.
Yeah. You and Remy had a kid, and he was at the Mets game cursing out 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
He's a drunken mess. He gets there, like, in the fifth inning where we're sitting.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, like the 14-year-olds.
Yeah, this kid's, like, 14, dressed as Darth Vader. He's like, fuck you, Darth Vader.
and then, like, his friends, like, kind of do, like, well, we have to drag you away from certain things.
Okay.
And you're wasted.
Sounds about right.
So they,
like, I like
him.
It.
Then he comes back now, like, two more innings later, like, in the seventh or eighth inning. And he starts, like, talking to these Asian guys at the other end of the aisle. And
yeah, see, if it was Asian girls, it would have been.
And then all of a sudden.
But it's Remy's love child, too, so we get it.
Then all of a sudden, you hear he starts to use the word carny with someone.
He's like, I'm not a carny.
I was like, huh?
I'm like, really? Of all the things for this guy to say, I'm like, I'm going to go over there and fucking smack this motherfucker Moby in the head. Oh, he's going to picture me online beating the shit out of Moby.
I will smack you with my carny hands,
I will. Those fucking small hands smell like cabbage I will beat you with.
I was waiting to have the best story ever. Bill got kicked out of City Field because someone used the C word. What, cunt?
No, carny.
Bill beat up Moby for carny. This guy was fucking, dude, like, yeah, he was definitely looked like you and Remy.
That's weird.
And yeah, the Asian thing was you, and the guy thing was Remy.
Exactly. Okay, sounds about right. We're good.
And I was joking with Jameson yesterday, and I was telling him about this in the car. I was like, and if he would have started shit, I was just going to put my fist up.
Can you see if that worked?
Yeah. Guys, calm down. Don't scare him. Just scare him. Just
Remy-son. Run into that.
Remy-son.
Now you hate City Field.
I don't hate City Field. I actually, my thing
City
about,
Field is a great field.
I love it.
See, my thing about City Field, what
you
I
hate the Mets. I was telling the field is good.
I don't even hate the Mets.
I don't hate them.
I like City Field because you can walk around the whole stadium on every level. Yankee Stadium, they have to go up a level, come down. It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
But my thing about City Field, it's like, it's a cookie cutter modern baseball field. It looks like Giants Stadium. It looks like the Twins' new stadium. If you took off all the branding and I just showed you the fucking behind home plate, you couldn't tell me what stadium you were in. It's that brick motif, that, like, fake retro look.
I could still not tell you, even if they fuck it.
Well, you're not a sports
fan. I'm a Yankee fan, but Yankee Stadium feels like a mausoleum.
No, see, I disagree. I feel like it feels like a museum of baseball. Like,
well, yes.
I feel like it's a monument. It's like a living monument.
So it's pompous, like the Yankees franchise.
Absolutely. Shut up there.
I'm a Yankees fan, but I was in Citi Field myself.
Oh, I know. Most Yankee fans say they like Citi Field better.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean I don't like it better. I like Yankee Stadium.
I definitely like it better.
Me too.
It's very convenient to like use the bathrooms, grab food, get drinks.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bathroom, we get there, the first city, we go right to the bathroom. There's piss everywhere already. It's like the game's not even 3 minutes long yet.
The first pitch hasn't been thrown yet, and I had to fucking watch where I was stepping because there was piss all over the fucking floor, seat, ceiling.
New York City.
Yeah. Lucky for me, my seats were in 535. So that means...
So no one was up there.
Yeah, I was like, literally, I was my seat was about one, two...
Did you guys go with the 7 line?
No. Well, we were in the Star Wars
section. We went
the
day before, yeah. Dude, 7 line was with the night they went.
Hold on. Gotcha. The best thing about the whole game was the guy comes out with a t-shirt cannon. Fucking fires it sideways into the crowd, hits this fucking fat kid right in the chest. It bounces off him, lands 2 rows in front of him. They don't even give him the t-shirt. Like, he just got blasted, bro. I almost fucking lost it. I'm like, I can't fucking take it. I can't even look at him. I fucking...
Wow, that was fucking... Yeah,
I was fucking
funny.
Dying.
Fucking Queens for you, huh? Yeah.
Dude, the fucking black guy with the cannon just goes, aims it sideways, not up in the air, and they just aim it straight at
him. Oh, you went gangster with that shit?
Yeah, bro. Just turned it sideways and shot him.
He kind of gave that look like... He kind of gave that look like...
Gangster with a fucking t-shirt,
yeah.
The kid shooting it probably won a bet doing that. He's like, yo, you saw I shot that fat cracker up there.
Dude, like every other t-shirt he shot was like in the air, so it came down. This one was like directly right in the fucking chest. Like you heard thump.
It's like how Maude Flanders got killed on The Simpsons.
That was the highlight of my night. I couldn't even look at that kid anymore.
Yeah, me and Bill with the Star Wars night, which was not very Star Wars.
It was very light on the Star Wars.
They didn't advertise as much as they did this year.
Yeah, I mean, we still donated the money to cancer or whatever. StandUpToCancer.com.
Took me an hour to get a hot dog.
Yeah. This motherfucker, I go to the gluten-free place because like Citi Field actually plays.
Oh, the one in the tiny, tiny corner?
Yeah, the food's delicious.
Yeah.
I get like...
They had hamburger, hot dog, sausage.
Sausage and peppers.
That's
I got the sausage and peppers. Bill's like, I'm going to go get a hot dog over there. Actually, he goes, I'm going to go over there. It's like the seafood place. I'm like, I don't know what the hell he's getting, but I'm like, I'll be at this table. Sitting there. A couple minutes go by. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to start eating. A couple more minutes go by. I finish it.
That market right next to the gluten-free?
Wait. No.
Wait.
Nope.
A couple more minutes go by, and I start cleaning up my table.
Yeah.
I put everything
the
in a pile.
The little picnic tables, yeah.
Yeah, then like 2 more minutes go by, I throw it out. I'm looking at Bill. Bill's just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck did this guy order? Like the fucking shrimp po' boy over here? What the hell did he get?
Fucking hot
then
dog
and
french
fries. Then he walks
over
with fucking hot dog and french fries. I'm like, what the fuck did... What, did they
Wait,
have to go to a different stand?
Even fucking better. I finish my hot dog. I'm like, okay, throw that out. Fucking hot dog guy walks by and goes, hot dogs? I'm like, fuck you. Fuck this whole fucking place. I'm fucking done. I'm
fucking
done already. Fucking bullshit.
And that was before we went to our seats.
Fuck Citi Field. Fucking cocks.
They just know he doesn't like
it. It was because I was wearing my Yankee hat that's in Mets colors. They were fucking angry at me.
Yeah. I like Citi Field because they got a smoky section too.
Yep.
I like that.
Stop being a dirty fuck.
I wouldn't know.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? Fucking cigarette? I'm a dirty fuck?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I like fucking Citi Field. It's fucking nice.
You guys went, well, you and Josh and Sabelle and Corinne.
So how was Huey Lewis in the news?
Yes, Huey Lewis at the news night.
Was it worth going to the baseball game?
No. Absolutely not.
But you got to see the Mets.
I didn't even watch the Mets, to be honest with you.
So the show wasn't good?
It was okay, but he played, like, I want to hear the hits, right?
He didn't play the hits?
He played.
Did he play the new stuff?
He played one new song.
Why?
He opened it with this. And you're like, yes! Yes!
Did you have the urge to return videotapes?
Yeah. And then like he went into like some older stuff, and then it got really boring. It got boring.
Huh.
Nope.
No hit 3 square?
No hit 3 square?
What?
He probably did. I left after like an hour.
How long did he play for?
It's at least another fucking an hour and a half.
Okay.
Oh, after fucking the last pitch, everybody cleared off the field.
He probably saved all the hits for the fucking last couple songs, man.
Just like Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Just like every band.
Well, Jethro Tull does plays all their new... You
they,
know this.
He went on, and like they set up that stage like within 20 minutes. The thing is like everybody cleared out, right?
Yeah.
Now, the people who want to stay should be able to go down further to, like, closer.
Oh, they don't let you move down?
No. They allowed a certain amount, and then they fucking stopped it.
My friend Melissa was
on the
field.
And then it was just, they wanted people with tickets.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kelly and Darren may have been on the field. I saw
Kelly and Darren are going to get on the field whatever the fuck they want.
I guess so. But I saw a picture of them on the field. I don't know if it was for the show
or not.
Have
you seen the Seven Line booth that's right outside there?
Of course.
Like, our section was like, for Star Wars night, was right, like, the Seven Line booth, and then we walked down to our Star Wars
section. I picked up
right
there.
That's right above the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Right above the bridge.
Right next to the bridge. Right next to the bridge where people jump off. And
it's right next to the Apple.
Yeah, I picked up the
Apple.
I picked up a sweatshirt while I was there.
See, my thing is, I like their clothing line. I like the designs. They're cool, but Mr. Met's a pedophile, and I'm not buying anything.
Dude, their slogans are fucking great.
They are. I like the one that says, "I miss Shay."
I was kind of hoping they had that. They didn't have that one.
Dude, there was some kid wearing a shirt that says, "I'm still calling it Shay." And I'm like, "You're a douche."
My favorite one, like, is win or lose.
I still say Shay.
Yeah, most of us do that anyway. That's kind of the joke.
No.
Right? James, I'm sorry, buddy.
Bill prefers his
Shitty Field.
Bill prefers to call it by the corporate name.
Shitty Field. Like an Asian guy saying it. Shitty Field.
Like, I like the 7 Line. The 7 Line were fucking huge. I didn't realize how huge the 7 Line really
in our
is.
Section, I would say I saw about, it was probably about 100 people, 150 people
the
in our
section. The
whole section. I'd
was
say about 70 to 75 people, almost half the people had some kind of 7 Line.
I'm pretty sure that 7 Line sells more than the fucking MLB. Fucking,
oh, they definitely do.
Oh,
the Mets clothing, the Mets clothes suck.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what we were saying. We're surprised it wasn't anything like Star Wars related, like Darth Vader in a Mets hat. You know, like, there was nothing that was like a crossover.
Well, they had that
anything.
R.A. Dickey shirt that was
Yeah, that was a 7 Line did that.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What I'm
we're talking about the Mets didn't do anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was there was no Star Wars Mets merchandise for sale
because
anyway.
The franchise fees for Star
but
Wars.
You already franchised it to use it
because, you know, Major League Baseball's broke.
Yeah.
Well, the Mets are.
Yeah, the Mets are definitely broke.
Yeah.
You got to thank what's his name for that? Madoff.
Ernie Madoff. You got to blame the Wilpons.
I had a better time at Citi Field than I did at Yankee Stadium. But the only reason I like going to Yankee Stadium is because my brother hooks me up with the Audi Club and Mohegan fucking.
Come on. When you and me went there, we had a good time. Mo's last game.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking great game.
How the fuck am I going to have field level seats again? Ever? Ever?
I don't even know how we bamboozled that.
There's
I bamboozled
no
that.
No fucking way.
But I'm going to Jeter's last game, too.
Yeah.
I already got my
how
tickets.
How many tickets for those?
What?
How much were those tickets?
They're part of my season ticket pass thing. I was able to pick one game in September, so I picked that one. But if they go to the playoffs, it means nothing.
Yeah.
They're not going to the playoffs, so it's okay.
Yeah, definitely not.
Nope.
They're terrible. I don't want to get into it. We're done with sports talk. Fuck sports.
Back to Jameson.
That's what I said.
And that's enough for sports. Hold on, there we go.
I got it. Where is it?
Hold on.
What happened?
Where is it?
Who is it?
Hold on.
What happened?
I got it.
LSPN.
Am I hooked up?
Nope. Yep.
There you go.
All those second whiskeys have kicked in.
If they're the
worldwide sports, go sports!
If they're the worldwide leader in sports, we're definitely last place in sports.
Yeah.
All right, enough sports talk. Yeah. What's next?
Want a break for a song?
Yeah, let's play. Yeah,
we could.
To.
Do it.
We got one? Anyone?
I'll play Whiskey Hotel.
Do some Whiskey Hotel. My buddies in a Whiskey Hotel played today. They did a Battle of the Bands for a spot on Mayhem Fest.
They win?
This year. I don't know. Actually, I told him to give me an update, but he didn't. So I'm
going
to say probably not, unfortunately.
Slackers.
We'll see. You know what? Let me check their fucking Facebook
I fucking like them. They're actually
Should we play a song while you're checking it?
Yeah.
Is that who we saw when we went out to fucking...
Soul Sounds?
You're fucking hood.
No, we saw Haunted Hacienda.
Oh, that's
and,
I like
that. Whiskey Hotel is Sean that I used to work with at Revolution.
Oh,
you know,
bartender. He's the lead singer.
Okay.
So they did the Battle of the Bands today, and I'll give you the update if they won it. But yeah, go ahead. Play a song from them.
When we come back, we'll let you know.
Well, hopefully this song rings true. All's Well That Ends Well from their album Above the Fold, Whiskey Hotel. That was Whiskey Hotel off the album Above the Fold with the song All's Well That Ends Well, and Jameson has no idea.
No, we have no update. They didn't update any of their Facebook pages.
Probably didn't
or
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what Bill said, too.
Either they didn't win and they got wasted,
or they won,
or they
and,
did
got
one,
wasted.
And they got wasted.
That's what Bill was saying in between his horrible, horrible things he had to say about gypsies while we were talking about the show.
There's nothing horrible but to say about them. They're fucking scumbags. They're the worst people in the world.
Yup. It was a long-ass show, man. Like, we got there just to see Whiskey Hotel.
The show started. Doors opened at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Where was it?
Napper-Tandy's in Smithtown.
Oh, that's why I didn't go.
So, 1:30 in the afternoon it started, and they were supposed to play at 5:30. I think they went on probably, like, 4 to 6. Everybody got 4 songs to play.
That's it.
That's
so they were off
amount.
Like, you know, 5 after 6 they were done, and they were still had like 2 or 3 more hours. I think it was either over at 8 or 9.
Really, that's
even
a long fucking time for
so
a battle of bands.
If it's run like our show, it's still going on.
Yeah, basically.
It is still going on, probably.
Well, you know the way the fucking thing's working tonight, we're gonna have to fucking do 2.5 hours just to edit out all the shit that Alfred has fucked up.
I didn't fuck
up. Yeah, you can leave it all the fuck ups.
but I felt like the show was actually pretty good. It was I saw a good band.
Our show?
Some.
Oh no! All right, never mind.
The bands were good. I mean, there was a lot of good bands. There's some like I only saw about 4 or 5 bands actually.
He got to see that girl Shanae finally, the tattoo model.
That
I brought here that one time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Doing a sticker on her.
It was a little awkward for me because her boyfriend was there.
Why you like him?
Yes.
Yeah. She was a tiny little thing.
Tiny little thing.
Yeah. Mm. It was a mixed crowd because a lot of people were still there to watch Germany and Argentina play.
Well, they had the one side all closed down for the actual soccer game.
I hate America so much.
And on the other side where the stages, they had the doors closed in between.
And then it's going to sell
beer.
It
was a separate venue, basically.
Well, here's my question about that part of the venue. Was everyone German and or Argentinian?
No.
I don't.
Or at least Spanish?
No. I didn't even pay attention.
I'm German.
So
I literally turned on World Cup, saw them score, and went, "Oh, good for them, 1-0," and I changed again. So,
yeah,
that's the extent of my soccer knowledge.
I have Deutschland hockey jerseys. I could give a rat's ass about the fucking sport that 8-year-olds play in this country.
Yeah, so people were watching it. I feel like there was a lot of people in the crowd that were like, "Wait a minute, I came here to sit down," and I'm like, "Oh,
I mean, it is the biggest sport in the world."
That's because
except for America.
It's because it's the most affordable sport in the world.
Yes.
Anyone can play it.
You fucking ball. When your dog dies, you sew it into a circle and you kick it around.
Which is pretty much Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Do they have dogs in Afghanistan?
It's a goat's head.
Yeah, they eat them.
I was going to say goats.
Whatever
it is. Goat.
After they fucked a goat, they take its head and make it a soccer ball.
Or its stomach, whatever.
Yeah.
I eat goat.
Why do you think basketball is so popular in the inner cities? All they need is a ball and go down to the fucking park. So they rob some white kid with the ball.
That was basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Basketball.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not really paying attention to you.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about you. So
well, anyway,
I'm falling asleep.
I want to go back to Bill's tirade about gypsies.
Fuck gypsies.
Because he's going to get kicked off of More Like Radio, just like Anthony Cubia got kicked off.
No, but you know the difference? Nobody likes gypsies. They don't fucking matter. They're not people.
I don't mind gypsies.
I'm gonna start like hashtag like at Bill's evil hates hashtag.
They're
gypsies.
they're like fucking goldfish.
Hashtag
you
want to
flush
life.
Them down the toilet and never think of them again.
So Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show
in hot water again. How many times is this guy gonna get fucking fired?
Well, every 10 years.
Yeah, he got fired again from Sirius XM,
but this time only Anthony though.
Yeah,
not Opie.
Opie didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, because I'm sure everyone else on More Like Radio has already fucking talked about it.
Fuck you people.
Bill's really trying to get fired tonight. I think no one listens.
He's going to start back up his sports one again. So
Bill already in the
trying to find it out.
Bill and gypsies.
Fuck. Bill versus the gypsies.
Well, he went to Times Square. First of all, what the fuck are you doing in Times Square?
Yeah, no self-respecting New Yorker should ever be in Times Square.
The worst is when you have to cut through Times Square and you're like...
You never have to. It's just a longer
route.
Well,
Sirius, you do a little bit.
Well, Sirius is kind of like right on the cusp. Like, when I was working at Bad Boy, I had to cut through there a couple times. It's just like... it's just the worst. Like, you're like, everyone's looking up. No one's fucking paying attention. And then there's people like this asshole that are taking pictures.
Yeah, was he taking pictures and a black woman slugged him and called him a white motherfucker?
So how come he's getting in trouble for being racist for saying words like animals and savage? Not saying that all black people are animals and savages.
She was.
But she's an animal and a savage. Yeah. After she called him a white motherfucker, why is he in trouble?
It's bullshit.
Because you know what I'm saying? Plus, it's a tweet. Who takes fucking any social media fucking seriously? It's fucking
any
everyone.
Yeah,
why? Everyone fucking does.
Like why? Anyone who's in a high profile media, all their social media.
If anyone listened to our show, all our tweets would be fucked up.
Yeah,
everyone would be boycotting us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talked about it a few months ago now, I want to say, about that woman who was, like, on her way to Africa. Right before she boarded the plane, she tweeted, like, on my way to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS. And, like, before she even landed, she was, like, fired from her job for writing that on there. And truthfully, maybe she was planning on having lots of unprotected sex in Africa.
Yeah.
And that's a very high rate of AIDS there. And
AIDS is fucking in the air.
Maybe she was just hoping she didn't get that many assistants.
Not because they're black, it's because they don't know anything about medicine.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. Listen, if chicken blood doesn't cure it, you don't need it.
And plus, maybe she was going to South Africa, which is fucking British anyway. Yeah. Whatever. I think this is a stupid fucking thing.
It is stupid.
It's just how fucking politically, over politically correct this stupid country is.
I think they
just
fired him because they suck.
Oh, you like Stern.
No, no.
You
Stern
like
is
Stern.
The worst.
Yeah.
No.
Stern fucking blows.
Nope. Nope.
I think all talk radio sucks.
Nobody cares about your opinion. It's three against one. That fucking Stern.
I don't care.
Does not.
Nope.
He sucks.
Nope.
Yep. He's always going to suck.
Nope.
He should have never got fired. He could have been, like, spoken to.
Yeah.
Maybe made, forced to make a public apology.
Dude, he said he'll never apologize.
Well, dude, like, honestly.
Good stand. Right. Why would you?
Well, honestly, like, they didn't fire fucking old fucking cowboy fucking Curtis there for saying nappy headed hoes. What the fuck's his name?
Imus,
thank you.
Well, he did, but he came back in.
No, they didn't fire him. They gave him sensitivity training.
Yes, they could have gave that to
him. And they hired a black person to be on a staff. It got a black guy a job.
So, yeah. There you go.
As to explain his words, such as animals and savages, Kumia said that it was a misconception that he was talking about all blacks. He said he only meant violent ones.
I'm trying to find the actual tweet he said.
They were listed. You could find them.
One of my friends on Facebook that I grew up with, he lives in, I think, North Carolina or South Carolina, one of the two, and he posted a story about 4th of July, about how in his neighborhood, he's black, everyone else in his neighborhood is pretty much black. Like, we're shooting each other. He wrote basically the same thing Anthony Kumi was writing. I was like, well played, sir. Well played. But it's like Alfred's allowed to make fun of Asians. I'm allowed to make
fun. Everyone's allowed to make fun of everyone.
Yes.
Put it that way.
I'm fine with it.
Why? White Power Jameson's over there.
Shut up.
He's losing that nickname. Stop it.
We
went through a whole Germany story without him going there. Stop it.
Nope. He's going to wake up with a tattoo on the back of his head.
World Cup champion?
World Cup champion.
Go Hitler.
He shouldn't be held accountable for.
I'm trying to find
the whole
tweet.
Listen, you're a public figure. You're held accountable for anything you put out there publicly. Period.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have gotten
fired. He says it on the air. He could have got fired.
First of all,
he says worse shit on the air than when he fucking tweeted.
Who knows? No one fucking listens. They're terrible.
Well, they're stupid anyway because it's free publicity.
Well, Opie's going to get more fucking publicity because I want to tune in to see what he says.
This is actually a little bit better. He said, I was talking about people that instantly go to violence. He had nothing to say about black people. He just said savages, pig, whatever, animals, but it had nothing to do with black people at all. And people are just misconstruing his words.
Well, this is from Opie's page on Facebook.
What does Jim Norton have to say about it? He's the only one I care about.
The year 1994. From the murky banks of terrestrial radio, a new hope begins to rise.
Opie and
E-Rock. The air radio shock jocks known for setting up outrageous stunts.
People sure are listening.
Two Long Island natives who together would one day change the world.
Yes, they're from Long Island.
As broadcasting's greatest duo. After 20 years, these children
Stern's
of the 80s have arrived.
Stern sucks.
A hugely popular radio show is not just in New York anymore.
Opie and Dennis Falco.
The hottest show there is.
Through 55-gallon drums and wiffle ball bats, from mayors to mayo.
It was an April Fool's hoax by two radio disc jockeys.
With bottle rockets and bra bombings. And wieners and pigs.
Opie and Sam.
Robert? Oh, he said pigs.
Got their hands on the photo and tweeted it.
Two men that have taken
they played a rap
bit
in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these people will
still
definitely
suck. Biggie.
Guaranteed. Okay. Lift up this the...
They've met friends along the way.
Is this Jim Norton?
I have a raging hard-on right now. Can I please put my dick in your
nose? Oh, Norton. Norton. There we go.
Suspensions, cancellations, and terminations. It's the one show that remains unscathed. Striking fear into the
what are we listening to right now?
This is like their whole intro. They keep changing
comes
his name.
Comes a radio show that after 20 years remains above all else real.
Yeah, no, these guys are great. Hilarious.
Oh, wait, we played a Howard Stern opening for you? It's just as boring.
No, it's the fucking it's Rob, Zam- Curl, Rob Zombie.
You probably know me as Bobo.
Show. Oh, Bobo.
This palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
So Bobo actually opened up for Mercer's show.
Oh, really?
The Killjoy
yeah.
album?
Yeah.
He got announced by Bobo.
He's like, I'm not up yet, Bobo.
What's up with Mersh? I haven't heard anything from him, his camp.
He needs a ride to
Jabber interview tomorrow. You want to go down to Florida and help him out?
Yeah.
He's you begging. Send him
he'll pay
limo.
You.
Well, actually, hold on.
Let's all chip in and send him a limo.
Actually, I saw something semi-serious about his sister.
Let's get him a limo for 3 hours.
No.
His sister apparently has a GoFundMe page because she's like fucking sick in the hospital and needs help with medical bills.
Who's this?
Mersh's sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So the Friends of More Like Radio group put it up the other day.
Did she OD?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know what's going on. I didn't look on it. I really like whatever, but I just know it was Mersh's sister.
Which
help
sister
her out.
Is it? Because
go to the Friends of More Like Radio page and it's on there.
She's got a couple of sisters and the one's an asshole.
Yeah. Well. All I know is whatever. Check him out.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I'm on his actual Facebook page, like his personal one. I just see nothing about
it. I wanted to send him a limo.
Nice.
Yeah, for 3 hours.
That'd be funny.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? How funny would that be?
From the Elvis and Alfred show.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Send him a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
No, a bottle of Jameson in the back of the fucking car with the pirate sword.
Box wine
with the pirate sword.
If he said this, I mean, if he set that out, like, 3 days ago, I would have sent him a limo for 3 hours. You know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Even better would be like send him like a fucking like zip car.
But then
like,
again, the thing is, I don't trust fucking anything. Like if I fucking called limo services around his area,
yeah.
How the fuck do I know? You know what I mean? I still might do it. Yeah, you know, I'll see how much is a limo service for like 3 to 6 hours.
If he listens to this on Thursday and he didn't get a limo, Alfred went to bed. Sorry.
Yeah, I was buying ROM. Fucking shit on eBay.
Yeah, never mind. You don't get a limo. Alfred just bought ROM in box for $300.
It's actually the sister that I like, but it has to do with oral surgery, so pay for yourself. Come on.
Yeah, that's some crazy. Sorry, buddy. I'd rather buy you a limo than fucking dental surgery. You know what I mean?
All right. Like I said, I didn't say it. I just saw she had a GoFundMe page. And
well, that still sucks.
Whatever.
Either one of you guys have a song ready to play?
Yeah, we could do another one.
Yeah.
What did you want to play? You want to play Benny the Jet, right?
Yep. Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
You said it right.
Ha ha! Motherfucker!
Finally!
Dude, hold on. Time out. He's good for one right saying per band, per show.
I got it.
Hey, he said Anthony Ranieri right, too.
He said Modest Yahoo right once.
Once.
Ooh.
Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi.
Mitsu.
Modest douchebag?
Yeah.
Michipaku.
Douchey Yahoo?
Anyway, we were watching this band, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, at Soul Sound Records, which is our local fucking record shop here that also
I think you
has
keep them
venue.
In business.
I am. I actually gave
He's
her
the only reason why they're in business, though.
Yeah, and I paid for a rent one time.
Shit.
I really did.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, but they came
definitely
from
support a failing business.
Yeah.
like
hey,
this
man,
radio show.
I love record stores. I'll support them all. So that's who I am.
Good
I just
you.
Love my records, man.
Yeah.
I really fucking do.
There's a record store I fucking passed. I want to tell you about it. I forgot about it, though.
Tell me in break. All right. This is Benny the Jet Rodriguez coming off of California with Alley Cat.
You're like an alley cat in the way that you got me chasing after you. Hello.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez off their album Home Run. You can find them at BennyTheJetRodriguez.bandcamp.com. Check them out. Sucker! I like them. I saw them live. They come down to Soul Sounds. Soul Sound Records here in Sable. Keep the fucking vinyl alive because I love the black crack. I'm going to buy that shit.
Yep.
So the homeless guy on the side of the building is listening to you too. With or without you, I walked over there to see if he was dancing around like Tommy Lee Jones and fucking blown away.
Is he doing the gutter ball shit he was playing?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Well, earlier you said he was blasting Disney, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's always a homeless dance party in the parking lot over from the Halfpenny in Sable.
How does he afford batteries?
He plugs it in.
Probably steals it.
Oh, he plugs it in the side of the building over there?
Yeah. There's an outlet over there.
Oh, motherfucker.
So, note to self, get an electric car, just use those idiots.
We could do the Elvis and Opera show live from the outside of the Halfpenny Pub
with
the homeless guy.
With Bo the homeless man.
Yeah, playing some gutter ball. He has a game out there called gutter ball. I have no idea what it is.
I don't think he does either.
You know what it is.
People will park there. He's like, can you move your car? I got a game playing.
You know, you and Menomina are the league champions.
I want to go there like 7 deep.
Oh, Bukowski.
And play fucking.
So now.
Some gutter ball.
So let's now. Go right now. Let's challenge him. Let's take the tinfoil belt.
Yes. You give me a wireless mic, I probably could make it there.
I will. Don't make me break the wireless mics out. It's going to happen if we have wireless mics.
I'm playing gutter ball with the homeless people next door. That's what's going to happen.
We need wireless headphones and we're good. Once we get wireless headphones, I have wireless mics.
You do commentary while I'm talking to him, so I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. That's how that's going to work.
Where are you plugged in?
What?
Where are we plugged in? Over here?
Yeah. Okay.
They're about to unplug our show.
I unplugged half of them. There's another one should work. I only have five.
Oh, shit. Went on the wrong page.
And the regulars are ruining the show.
Did anything get unplugged?
Bill's making sure of these things. Anyway, well, Bill's kind of redoing shit here.
You got a story?
Get a droid! I have teeth.
What do you got here?
What, you think we're crackheads over here?
Yeah, the crackhead's next door.
He's next
dancing,
door,
Lisa.
Dancing in the fucking.
Allow myself to introduce.
Anyway,
myself.
Speaking of ridiculous things that a movie's like dancing in the street to, you two.
Fanning's here?
The 4th of July. I know. 4th of July, right here in New York, there was a bank heist.
Nice.
This is from the New York Post. Daring thief saw a gaping hole in the roof of a bank on the Lower East Side on the 4th of July.
Yes.
As rooftop revelers nearby were distracted by the fireworks show on the East River. The fireworks were so loud, if someone tried to cut through or do something, you wouldn't hear it. To reach the roof, the bandits climbed up from a construction site adjacent to a popular community bank on Delancey Street near Essex Street. Inside, they made off with cash from a vault they were able to break open. But they failed to crack another lock safe where the big bucks were stashed. Let's see.
So close!
Police were at the scene Saturday taking photos of a section of fence behind a nearby Burger King that had been cut and rolled back. Cops also photographed a ladder leading to the roof. And it took at least an hour to cut a hole in this roof. And they did not mention how much money they actually stole.
Did you guys see my new Lambo?
Why would you do that with the money?
Why not?
Oh, that's right. You're black at heart.
Yes.
So, 4th of July
spinners.
Is a good day to fucking steal shit from banks, huh?
And if it's not already written as a movie script, they already have the fucking corporate plug with Burger King being involved in it.
There you go.
It's like Man of Steel. Like, all of a sudden, like, here's a Burger King. Here's an IHOP. And now we're at Sears.
I just want to go. They should just go to Denny's. I want to see Denny's in a major motion picture.
There's a drunk guy bothering me.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy.
I love it. I love it.
Why do we do a show at a bar?
I love
it. It was fine a half hour ago.
Back like in the 70s, there was people from Queens like that stole shit ton of money.
You want to rob a bank?
I would love to rob a bank.
We can figure this out.
Every guy has a scenario in their own head of like a five-man team.
I wouldn't rob a bank. I'd rob armored cars.
This guy, not even better. These people back in the 70s here in like Queens, they fucking went to the place where the armored cars drop off the money, and it would stage, like, put in their vaults. But the thing is, it was such haphazardly fucking ran that the people who were guarding these stupid fucking vaults were just fucking like regular security guards that didn't give a shit, you know, because they weren't paid anything. They didn't give a fuck. And the only thing they had was a dog inside the fucking main vault. And so these guys, they're like, all right, I'll get a job inside there.
Working as a security guard?
Yeah.
There you go. And inside man. That's all you need.
He told his friends, and the friends had people who were connected. They're like, well, we'll help you out. And they fucking robbed this fucking whole entire place blind to a point where, like, they got caught eventually, but the money, they never found.
It's awesome.
He went to jail. When he got out, all of a sudden, he had, like, a new house out there of nowhere. Go. New cars. The mom was fucking down in fucking Florida and shit.
All I'm saying is...
And then people, they were interviewing him, too, like, years later after he got out of jail. And, like, what happened to the money? And they know. They fucking basically just, you know, bribing him in to say, like, you have the money, obviously.
Where is it?
No, but he's been spending it. But the thing is, somehow, with the connections that he had, they've been filtered through to the point where he's set up.
Listen, I know a couple people. I'm like, I'll loan the money for you. I don't give a fuck. 10%.
Yeah.
Give me.
He filtered it through the mafia back in the day. And
that's it, man. Laundering. It's great.
He laundered it to a point where, like, even the government knew. They just didn't know how to get him. Even though he was getting all this
shit.
It's
called tax evasion.
Dude, do you understand how easy it is to launder money in an all-cash business?
How?
It's so easy.
If I were to steal money, could I launder it through the carnival?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, we were talking about your money laundering scheme again?
Yes. Yes. 10%.
I'll do 10%. That's only fair. But, like, how much could we possibly launder? Like, say, like, $1 million. Would that be simple?
We could do it. It'd be over the course of 6 months, but we could do it.
6 months for $1 million, 10%, I'm in. Is that for real, for real?
What are you guys doing this? I just want to know.
I want to fucking steal something.
That's our county.
That's the way to do it, then.
No one's listening, but, like, how would you do
it,
though?
We'll do it in Great Neck. No one gets arrested there.
Would you just put,
that's
like,
where all the white-collar heroes get arrested.
They're all Jews there. Everyone expects them to have money.
That's why, you know, they get arrested. You're absolutely fucking right. Why wouldn't I launder it through a fucking carnival? Who
anything
fucking
that's
care?
An all-cash business.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you getting the money to launder through?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah,
exactly.
Next 4th of July, relax.
Go to Lower East Side. I'll hit the same spot. Who would say to you?
Who would ever expect that?
Nothing like talking about bank robberies on...
No one's gonna fucking care. Like, they're gonna take me seriously.
Listen,
right now?
If you rob a bank, you can get away with it at least once.
You always have to be on foot.
Yes.
Never drive a car, because somebody always sees the license plate.
Well, no, not
nah,
really.
By foot, you get caught too. I don't even know how this even happened. I have a friend of mine.
Motorcycle.
Who fucking robbed the till from a local bank right here in Selden, in Sable. You know how much he came out, though, from the till?
$350.
Not even. $1,500. He got caught 3 weeks later.
Not even. Not even $350. $1,500. So much lower than $350.
Yeah, I'll launder all your money, Alpha. Just give it all to me. Don't worry. I got you.
You said $300.
No.
What did you say?
You said not even $350. You said $1,500. That's a lot more than $350.
Yeah, I just said not even fucking $300. He got $1,500.
He still doesn't get it.
Nope. Dude, I will launder all
worst
his money.
Worst Asian ever.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your math skills are awesome.
I can't wait for you
to listen. $300,
right?
$350.
I said $350.
Less.
And you said not even.
Not even close.
Yeah, which means, no, not even means not even $350.
Not even.
Yeah, not
even.
$1,500
is. Oh, no, yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
Sorry, man. That's my bus.
Albert, time for Albert to go play gutter ball with the homeless man.
Yeah, I'll see you guys later. No, but
don't
he
play
got
him for
$1,500. He ran out of the bank and he got caught eventually. Yep. I'm like, you know what? That would have been a fucking paycheck. He could have got a job and got that, but he got caught. I don't even know how.
That's why robbing banks aren't fun anymore. They don't really have disposable income like around.
No, they don't.
You're better off robbing a Taco Bell at like 3:30 in the morning
on a
Saturday night.
I'll rob a bank.
Nope. Taco Bell, 3:30 in the morning.
Every time I go to my bank and I see all the fucking tellers and all that shit, I'm like, I could just easily just hop over and just knock a few ladies out and just rob everything.
Why does it always seem like the most decrepit ladies are the ones counting my money, too? I don't trust them at all.
don't know.
Yeah, my bank's fine.
You ever stand in your... You have cash all the time when you go in the bank, don't you?
He doesn't go to the bank.
Hey, I don't know anything about money.
Oh.
He's talking about cash.
He's still got to pay Elvis back.
No, he paid that.
Oh, all right.
I pay all my debts, motherfucker.
It takes 9
eventually.
Months.
Took like 9 days.
I get it. You get paid and you're like, Elvis can wait.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So we got about 10 minutes left here.
Not even.
Not even. So
let's do all our plugs.
Yeah.
The Elvis and Alfred Show on More Like Radio. Thursdays, every Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Make sure you listen, chat, or download, too, from morelikeradio.org of all the past episodes.
How the hell did you do that so well, but you couldn't do math in your head 3 seconds ago?
Wait, well, I thought you said like it was $350. I'm like, not even close.
And go on to Facebook and check out all the bands that we played from, you know, all of our friends, actually. I think we knew pretty much every single one of the bands that we played tonight, no?
Yeah,
everyone. Ramones. We don't know them because they're dead. But go on, check them out. Everybody's got...
Oh, by the way, Flak Jacket, nice theme song.
Yes, yeah, steers
fuck,
still.
I hope you enjoyed our theme song from Flak Jacket.
You know, the one that we didn't play?
I'm going to make them a theme song. How about that?
Yeah.
This is Flak Jacket. They fucking jacket. Lie.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jameson Cures Cancer. You can follow me on Twitter at JMO Cures Cancer.
I'm on the old Facebook, Elvis Cage. Instagram at Elvis Cage. And Twitter at Elvis Cage.
Ah, Elvis Cage.
And if you
a lot of diversity in the name.
If you're on Snapchat and want to send dick pics, I'm about to tell you my name.
Oh.
It's Elvis Cage.
It's not that, actually.
I am Bill Is Evil on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. If you send me your dick pics, I will send them to Elvis.
And Remy will like that.
I'm Al Takes Pictures on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter at Alfred to the Max. And on Snapchat, I'm actually Whiskey Rampage.
You guys all have Snapchat, huh?
Yep.
Creepy.
Out of everyone who likes getting naked pictures sent to them, you don't have it.
Because I'll just send my dick pics to everybody. It won't be...
Like no one's seen that before.
Exactly. Yeah. It would just be a mass fucking wave.
Every single time he's at a bar and Lazarus comes on, he'll just do that as his Snapchat.
Dude, they delete after like 20 seconds. You're good.
Yeah, you can find More Like Radio, too, on More Like Radio... .com. And what's their
Facebook.com/morelikeradio?
All More Like Radio shit. All of them.
More Like at More Like Radio on the Twitter.
And if you want to donate to Mersh's limo, you can find that on the Elvis and Alfred page. Click on the donate button.
Yeah, we'll or you can go to elvisandalfred.com and donate me money on our alcohol fund so I can filter that to my ROM fund.
Yeah.
Because that's where it's going.
Don't contribute to the ROM fund.
Oh,
he doesn't
God.
Need help.
Yes, I do.
No, he needs help. Not
well,
help.
Yes, he doesn't need help with that, though.
Whatever.
All right, so who's got a song?
Should I just pick something, or you guys?
Do we have anything else that we had to play?
Well, we played a lot of
Benny
shit.
Benny and
so.
The Jets, Anthony.
Benny and the Jets.
Well,
there we go.
Right
yeah.
Got
the right one.
I did have one.
I told you, bro. It's one time per podcast. That's it. That's all you're good for.
Son of a bitch.
Alpha beer pong.
I don't know. I gotta drop a womb.
What?
Yeah,
we're leaving.
Who?
We're leaving after this.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's go. Since we were making fun of him, I'm gonna play Flak Jacket. Maybe it'll.
Oh, Flak Jacket.
Maybe that'll
our great theme song
motivate them to get the theme song.
This
down.
Is gonna be your theme song.
I think that we should not play them until they fucking write
us
a theme
we
song.
Just keep teasing it at the end of every episode. Here comes Flak Jacket to play a different band.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Anti-Flag.
What was it? Jimmy Kimmel used to be like, and Matt Damon, sorry, we didn't have time for you. Which would be like, Flak Jacket, oh, we didn't have time to play you, so here's...
Nobody.
All right, so instead of Flak Jacket, I like Jameson's idea.
Yeah. This is not Flak Jacket.
This is not Flak Jacket. This is off the album The Bright, Bright Lights of America from Anti-Flag. The song's called If You Want to Steal. Yeah.
so patiently. My pigs and bulls will always try to knock the door.
Was Annie Flagg with the song If You Want to Steal off their album The Bright Lights of America, and you want to plug the show?
That was not Flak Jacket.
No.
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, no, the show is Saturday.
Is it?
At Revolution?
Yeah, it's definitely at Revolution.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, though. I'm not going.
The Annie Flagg show?
Yeah.
Annie Flagg and World's Scariest Police Chases, both off of AF Records / Fat Records or whatever the hell. They're independently putting out everything now, so.
Right on.
Yeah, it's July 19th at Revolution in Amityville, and it's like $15, $20.
Yeah, you so. About that. Cool.
Yeah, all right. So thanks for listening, and stay tuned for where the fuck's after us now.
Yep.
And Bill still hates gypsies.